we bring you On Location, a musical program specially transcribed for presentation at this time, starring the lovely singing star, Margaret Whiting.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. Temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started the heat wave by letting her feet wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can.
No doubt.
Made the mercury.
What it's about?
Jumped to 93.
She's hot.
Yes, sir. We're having a heat wave. A tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can.
Temperature's way up.
Beautiful. Hello, Margaret Whiting.
Hello.
I'm Elmer. Remember me?
No.
Well, you said I could come out and watch you make a movie today, and you said I could meet the famous director, Mr. Lippenshaw, and maybe he might give me a part in this picture.
Oh, sure, Elmer. Well, where have you been? I've looked everywhere for you. Well, come on over with me, and I'll introduce you to Mr. Lippenshaw.
Miss Whiting, we're ready to take your next number. Can you get started now?
So soon? Well, Elmer, I'm sorry, but you'll have to wait a few minutes. Well, here we go again.
Oh, and I was all ready to recite the village blacksmith for Mr. Lippenshaw with gestures.
Ready? Quiet, please. Quiet. Lights. Camera. Action.
I'd rather be a dreamer with a penny than a rich man with a worried mind. Here am I with wealth untold. The moonlight is my silver, the sunshine my gold. I'd rather have a shanty filled with laughter than a palace someone's tears designed. Lady Luck and I keep walking hand in glove. I got a guy who loves me for nothing but my love. I'd rather be a dreamer with a penny than a rich man with a worried mind. the penny that a rich man with a worried mind. Here am I with wealth untold. The moonlight is my silver, the sunshine my gold. I'd rather have a shanty filled with laughter than a palace someone's tears designed. Lady, look, and I keep walking hand in glove. I got a guy who loves me for nothing but my love. I'd rather be a dreamer with a penny than a rich
all right, Mac?
Just great.
Oh, there you are, Elmer. Well, how did you like it?
Oh, it was wonderful. Gee, I wish I could sing like that. Now can I meet Mr. Lippinshaw? I'm ready to recite for him.
Oh, you still want to meet the great man? Mm-hmm. Let's see, where'd he go? Oh, there he is over by the orchestra. Come on.
I'm coming.
Miss Whiting, I'm terribly sorry, but I've just been talking to Mr. Lippinshaw, and he says the big boss wants him to cut down on expenses, so... Would you mind doing your last number right now so we can get these sets dismantled and take them back to the studio?
Well, of course not, Mac. I'll be glad to. I'm all ready. I just want to fix up my makeup a little. Elmer, I'm awfully sorry, but you can wait for just one more number, can't you? Then I'll definitely introduce you to Mr. Lippinshaw, okay?
Well, okay.
All right, ready, everybody. Lights. Camera. Action.
What did I do? What in the world did I do? What started the fuss? What started the brawl? What happened to us for no reason at all? In no uncertain terms, you told me we were through, baby. What did I do? What in the world did I do? What did I say? What in the world did I say? Did I say you're wrong? Did I say I'm right? Or what was the matter that Saturday night? For you just up and you just wandered far away, baby. What did I say? What in the world did I say? That's a fine. How do you do? How do you do a thing like that to me? That's a fine kettle of fish. Oh, how I wish and wish and wish that you would come back to me immediately. Where did you go? Where in the world did you go? Oh, I'm broken bent. Say, where did you went? Oh, you left my heart with a terrible dent. I'm in confusion, in conclusion, I'm dying to know, baby, what did I do? Oh, what did I do?
Cut. We'll do it over.
All right, Elmer, take it easy. You're going to meet Mr. Lippinshaw right now.
Well, I'm a little nervous.
Uh-oh, we'd better hurry. There he goes over to his car, and now's our chance to talk to him about you.
Yeah, we'd better move fast, though.
Oh, Mr. Lippinshaw! You! Hey!
Yeah, wait for us!
Well, he's gone.
Aw, gee.
Oh, never mind, Elmer. We can see him tomorrow, and if it'll make you feel any better, I'll sing something just for you.
While the Angelus was ringing, calling for the evening prayer, I could hear the choir singing, and I saw you standing there. Silently I stood beside had you. How my heart was beating then. For my dreams had all come true. I was safely back with you, never more to roam again. Then the great cathedral spire seemed to come alive and say, through the voices of the choir, there will be a wedding day. Then a golden ray of sunlight from a window in the sky shone upon us from above, heaven's blessing on our love. Now our love will never die. Then the great cathedral spire seemed to come alive and say, through the voices of the choir, there will be a wedding day. Then a golden ray of sunlight from a window upon us from above, heaven's blessing on our love. Now our love will never die.
Thank you, Margaret Whiting, for that beautiful music.
Well, you're very welcome. And to all of you listening, goodbye and good luck.
So long, Margaret, and good luck to you. And now we have an important message for all physicians and dentists whose services are urgently needed now to safeguard the health of the men and women who, as members of the United States Army and the United States Air Force, are serving you and me at home and overseas. Young physicians and dentists, particularly those who did not serve in the armed forces during World War II, have been asked by their government to act now, to volunteer for duty at once. If you are one of these young physicians or dentists, please write or wire at once either the Surgeon General of the United States Army or the Air Surgeon of the United States Air Force, Washington, D.C., and volunteer your services. If you know one of these young physicians or dentists, please call his attention to this urgent message. This program was brought to you by the U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force in cooperation with this station, and was specially transcribed for presentation at this time. On Location starred Miss Margaret Whiting and was written by Sergeant First Class Everett A. Day. This program was directed by Ted Bliss. This is Bill Lally speaking for the Voice of the Army.